You're listening to Melanie Cole on Next Trip Radio.
Hi, and thanks so much for listening. Benvenuto and ciao amico. We're in Florence today, and we are talking to Paolo Fanti. He's the owner and manager of Driving Guide Tours. Well, I'm not actually in Florence, but I will be soon. Welcome to the show, Paolo.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. Now tell us, when people use your driving guide tours in Florence, they're visiting, they're staying at a hotel, what do you recommend as your day trip with them? You pick them up at the hotel, and where do you, they want you to be their guide, what do you do with them?
Well, if they want to stay in Florence for the day with a guide, the best thing to do, and as long as their hotel is in the center of Florence, centrally located, is actually walking around the city. Even though we do have vehicles available, but definitely Florence city center, it's perfectly sized to walk around it. You can walk from one end to the opposite part of the center in, let's say, half an hour. So you can certainly spend, let's say, a basic introduction to the city would normally be, let's say, a 3-4 hours tour that will let you see the main highlights of the city, such as the cathedral with the baptistry and the famous Giotto Bell Tower. And then you could go to the Signoria Square, which is the political center of the city, next to which there is also the main museum of Florence, one of the richest picture galleries in the world, the Uffizi Gallery. Nearby Ponte Vecchio, the famous Golden Bridge, which is full of jeweler shops that originally from the 1600s were the actual goldsmith of Florence, on which Florence big a big part of the wealth for which the city was famous. And then obviously you can see any other church and any other of maybe 15 or 30 museums that we have in the city. I frankly don't even remember exactly how many we have. There are so many.
There are so many. And when somebody does a tour like this with you and you're walking, do you get them the tickets to say to see the David or you know, you'll show them how to get to the Uffizi Palace or wherever it is that they want to go, the Duomo. You'll tell them how to walk to all these places. You'll walk with them. You'll go
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely. That would be a must. I mean, in Florence, the main museums, such as those you mentioned, the Uffizi and the Academy of Fine Arts, which is where David is, are so famous, that especially in the high season, from April to the end of October, they have huge lines to get in, sometimes even 3 hours. Obviously, if you are with a guide, there is a preferential access way reserving the entrances, and therefore you skip it all, and you get right to the ticket office, get your entrance, and on you go visiting the interiors of the museum.
Oh, that's great. I didn't realize that. So when you're with a guide, you get to buy, because I know we've stood in those long lines to see the David, and boy, it does take a while, but with a guide, that's wonderful that that's something you get to bypass. And what about the food in Florence, Paolo? Tell me your favorite restaurant.
Well, it's endless, the choice. You know, the variety of restaurants is really endless. There is very simple family-style places such as Cantinetta da Verrazzano, where you can have cold cuts, snacks, sandwiches for a quick bite in half an hour when you're on a tour and you don't want to waste time. Or you can go, if you want to have a nice dinner in a traditional restaurant, you can go to Mamma Gina. Or if you want something even slightly more elegant, very famous and traditional, excellent restaurant is called Bucalapi, which is like in a cellar and has a particularly beautiful ambiance. Naturally, there are also more extravagant Italian-style novel cuisine type of restaurants, such as L'Ora d'Aria or Baccarossa. It's really an endless list. So according to what people want to have, obviously, once they are with the guide, the guide will know what to advise. That's I doubt that there is any tour guide in Florence that doesn't enjoy great food. It's we are in the homeland of the best cuisine in the world, most likely. So how wouldn't you enjoy at least one excellent meal a day?
And maybe, you know. Of course, you know, that's what it's all about for me, Paolo. I want to go there and drink some wonderful, wonderful wine. Chiantis and Barolos are my favorite wine in the world. And eat some wonderful food. Now, is there a specific fare in Firenze? Is there a specific type of cuisine that we'd get in Florence that maybe you don't get in Milan or in Rome, something like that?
Well, definitely from area to area in Italy, there are huge differences in terms of the style of the cuisine. Italy is now a country, but it's a relatively recent country. Don't forget, it was united only 170 years ago, actually less, 140 years ago. So what the different parts of Italy were priorly different states, different kingdoms and duchies and so forth. So the cultural differences are remarkable, not only in language and mentality, but also in the cuisine. That's why traveling across Italy is really like visiting different countries. And when you get to a restaurant, you really realize it on the spot, because what you have in Florence is completely different from what you have in Rome or Naples. But not only that, even within Tuscany, even 1 hour away, you go to Siena or Lucca and the cuisine changes already. So definitely in Florence, for instance, we are famous for meats. That's our specialty. All kinds of grilled meats and the queen of any grilled meat that you may have, the famous Florentine steak, which is a particularly cut T-bone steak, about 2 inches thick and maybe 1 foot wide. You talk about a 3 to 4 pound steak.
Wow.
And you can share it among two or three people at least, but it melts like butter in your mouth. It's considered one of the best varieties of beef anywhere in the world, the Chianino beef, and definitely it is a must for any visitor in Florence.
Oh, you're killing me here, Paolo. That Florentine beef absolutely does melt in your mouth, the Florentine steak. And how wonderful is that? And what about pasta? Is that big in Florence?
Pasta is certainly big all over Italy, even though I must tell you that even though pasta in Tuscany is excellent, our tradition lies more on soups. Pasta, even though it's probably the most famous Italian dish as a type of dish worldwide right now, don't forget, it's something that arrived in Italy only in the 1500s.
So it even hasn't been there that long, and you can
not
find out.
Not that long. If you compare to, you know, like the bread and tomato soup has been here for over 1,000 years.
Oh.
So our tradition is more on the, you know, very simple soups, such as ribollita or pappa al pomodoro, which are the things for which the Florentine first courses are famous for.
That is wonderful, and you can find out more about Paolo Fante. Give the name of your website one more time, Paolo, for us.
Is drivingguidetours.com.
Call 1-866-RING-DGT. So I plan on ringing DGT and going there and letting Paolo take me to some wonderful restaurants in Firenze. This is Melanie Cole for Next Trip Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. Arrivederci.